world's on fire, our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobbenmeyer.
Man, I wish I could talk extra fast today because I got a bunch of stuff I want to try to throw on the table today. And I just, again, I want to thank all of you. This is show number 2,542. Some of you have been with us from the very beginning. 9 years, we just calculated before the show went live. 9 years. I've been doing this 5 days a week for 9 years. And I just want to encourage some of you out there who would like to have more of an impact. Excuse me, got it. Trying to start your own podcast. I know Adam's got one going, and Martin's starting one, and others out there have podcasts that are going on. I just encourage you, go for it, man, go for it, because each one of you will reach a different audience. But I want to caution all of you out there that the people that I have the greatest trouble with here at Coach Dave Live is those who said the Bible says it, I believe it, and that settles it. And then when you bring up something that questions what they believe, they leave. So they don't really believe what the Bible teaches. They don't really believe that. They don't really believe what the Bible says. They believe what somebody told them the Bible says. Somebody give me a thumbs up so we know what's going on. So I don't know about you. You can go ahead and you can believe whatever somebody else told you. But Ronald Reagan told us to trust but verify. And that's what I try to do here every day. And it's really, really sad that there are some topics. Look, here's a good thing. Pass the Salt runs, this show runs on donations. I don't know if you noticed this, no commercials. Never had a commercial ever in my life at Coach Dave Live. And it would be easy for me, like a pastor at a church, to say, well, I can't go there because Steve Deck may not give me $20 if I go. It'd be easy for me to do that. In fact, I see the temptation the pastors have. Why rock the boat? Why do that? Like, we're a fellowship, meaning we're all supposed to agree the same thing. We're all supposed to be on the same page. But friends, you're drunker than a skunk if you think Christianity is all on the same page. We're not. And I keep coming back to the same thing. Who told you that, and why do you believe them? Why does that make you nervous? If you're believing something that isn't true, you want to keep believing it? Or do you want somebody to tell you the truth? Because the Bible says if you know the truth, if you know it, will set you free. So I try to dig into the truth here. I don't know the truth. I'm searching for the truth. I'm looking for the truth. God bless Betty Perkins, who's going to go out and hold abortion signs, bloody abortion signs on the street in St. Clairsville, I would assume today. Betty, God bless you, Betty. Onward, Christian soldiers. And Betty, everybody drives by and gives you a finger, I'm giving you a thumbs up, okay? A bunch of thumbs up against a bunch of fingers. And God bless you for the change in your life when you realize people have been lying to you about your faith and you got out and did something about it. So, Betty, God bless you. We're behind you. Go, Betty, go. And then David Arthur, how about this one? David Arthur is at Worthington, the school that I spoke to, all those seniors. Can you believe he gets to present to that same class today about transgenderism? Can you believe that the teacher is brave enough to let David Arthur come in there? Now, David's not gone in. He's doing it through Zoom, whatever. But he's going to present to them the lie of homosexuality and transgenderism. Wow. I'm going to tell you, hey, can I say this? It's fruit. It's fruit from Coach Dave Live. Because why? I go to Worthington Kilbourne. I make presentations. And I say to him, you know, you really want to get into it? You ought to have this guy. You'll have this guy come in. And David Arthur today is going to present to those same seniors, seniors in high school and blow up the transgender homosex bomb because of this show. Because you guys are faithfully coming in here. Some of you send 10 bucks a month. Some of you send $5 a month. And you keep this thing running. Because there isn't anybody that controls what comes out of this mouth. I want you to know that. Ain't no big donor that I'm worried about. I'm making mad. None of it. I'm going to speak the truth. And if truth is going to set you free. And if you want to go home and suck on your thumb, hey, I'll send you some thumbnail polish if that's what you want to do. But we're here today as ever to try to find the truth. And by the way, Adam, where is it? Adam did a great interview again with David Arthur on Adam's show number 8. Pull that up there real quick and then put it in the chat. Proverbs 18:13, seeking unity in the body of Christ. He interviewed David Arthur. And hey, friend, look. You better be careful. You better be careful. Because all of you looking at me right now, you have a tendency to backslide. Oh yeah, you do. Oh yeah, you do. It may not be backsliding into homosexuality, and it may not be backsliding into alcohol, whatever. Yeah, hey, dudes, you do a lot of backsliding. It's just some sins appear to be more wicked than others. By the way, I'm going to get into a reprobate mind, so stay with us today. So put this in the chat. Adam did a really, really good interview with David Arthur. Do you guys believe in restoration? Do you believe in redemption? Do you believe in repentance and change? Well, I told David Arthur to his face, you did us great harm, dude. You did us great harm. When you fell back and you started, you did us great harm. But I believe in redemption. And I'm sorry some of you out there don't. And second chances. And how many of you continually find yourself falling back into the same sin? Oh, maybe yours ain't real big. Maybe yours isn't homosex. Uh-huh. Come on now. That he is among you without sin, let him cast the first stone. Now, I'm hoping that David Arthur, when he presents to those kids today, I know it's going to be a powerful presentation. I'm believing David Arthur isn't going to go home and sleep with some man after he does it. I hope he's not a hypocrite. But the message he's given is unbelievably powerful. And I'm going to tell you, as a guy who was in there, they need to hear. David Arthur, you're going to blow up that school today because you are everything against what they're teaching in public school. You're everything against it. And I just want to pray right now, Lord, just let the words of David... mouth and meditation of his heart be pleasing in your sight. And Lord, I ask that you would build strong warriors around David, that he would stay away from that wicked, abominable sin.
Yes, Lord.
Practice, Lord, that you'd use him to your glory, that you might be glorified, and that eyes will be opened, that those young kids will see. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. Said, well, how can you be promoting David Arthur, huh? Oh, after all, I've done some shit too. That's why. Sometimes we don't fall quite so deep into it. But you all know you got secret sin. And there's nothing worse than when secret sin becomes public sin. I wonder how many people right now are wishing they hadn't gone to Epstein Island. Suppose anybody out there wishes they hadn't gone to Epstein Island? Huh? How many, right? And all of a sudden, what are they going to do? All of a sudden, as those names begin to come out, everybody's going to say, oh, what a reprobate. What a reprobate. When they would have done it too if they knew they could get away with it. Come on. Come on. Grow up out there. Grow up out there. I remember T.D. Jakes. I heard him do an interview. I'm not a big T.D. Jakes fan, but this was powerful. He said, you think temptation is strong when you're poor? You wait till you're rich. Man, oh man, when you can buy anything you want to buy and do anything you want to do, you think it's something when you're poor, you wait till you're rich. Temptation comes to all of us, man. The ability to say no comes to all of us. Oh, I got so much good stuff I want to get to you today. By the way, before I forget, I see you, Jeff. I'll get to you. Brett, hang on a second. I've got to show you this, man. Folks, it is breaking out everywhere you look. Put up number one and then put it in the chat. Number one, Sean Ryan. Boom! Timothy Alberino. an hour and a half on the Giants. Again, folks. Remember I showed you the other day he was on with Tucker? Now he's on with Sean Ryan. How many subscribers? 5.2 million subscribers. Tim Alberino. Folks, you got to watch it. You got to watch it because what? This is breaking over into the secular world. Do you understand? It's breaking over into the secular world. And boy, what Timothy Alberino exposes in this is unbelievable. How many followers does he have? 5.2 million subscribers. Huh? That's right. That's what Sean Ryan has. 5.25 million subscribers. That's people who it's sent to their inbox every day. 5.2 million. And Timothy Alberino talking about giants in the demonic world. It's powerful. How long has it been? See if you can pull that up there real quick. I would ask you to 3 hours and 20 minutes. 3 hours and 20 minutes on Sean Ryan. Huh? See, this ain't Joel Osteen. Huh? Oh, no, no. This ain't TD Fakes. This isn't the Name It, Claim It crew. This guy's saying, here's what's really going on in the world right here, folks. This is what's really going on. For 3 hours and 25 minutes in a secular setting, Timothy Alberino explains what's going on. Something's happening here, but it isn't exactly clear. It's a man with a gun over it. I got so much stuff to give you today. So much stuff. David Arthur, go tell them the freaking truth, will you? I can't believe they're letting you there. I can't believe it.
Praise God.
Record it. Record. Those young kids are going to hear the truth about transgenderism. Transgenderism. And David, let me say this, okay? Let me say this to you. The strongest desires that men have, I'm talking to all of you out there. Are you in here, Dave? I don't know if you're in here or not. I'm telling all of you this. The strongest desires men have is to eat and have sex. Those are the two strongest desires you have, to eat and to have sex. And David, I want to tell you this. If you feel like you're going to fall back, cut it off, dude. Cut the appendage off.
Amen.
Rather than to fall back into that mess. You understand what I'm telling you? God's given you an unbelievable platform. Don't pee all over it. Cut it off if you have to.
Amen.
Don't fall back into that mess because the enemy's going to come after you again.
He is.
And those of us out here all need to cover him with prayer. What you need to do,
David,
all of you out there, by the way, all of you out there, if you find yourself falling into some temptation, you better call somebody and say, look, dude, I hate to tell you this, but I'm dealing with this. Will you pray for me? If you know that you have somebody that's holding you accountable, you're probably going to clean up your act. You're probably going to. If you're just a lone wolf out there, huh? Well, I'm giving you, they're out of charge for this. Out of charge for this. That's why Adam did that show. Put that in the chat or pull it up there on the screen, Spencer. I think I sent it to you. This is a good one too. This is another good testimony that you can share. Look, I'm not promoting David Arthur, but if you can't understand the power of the homosexual transgender movement, I don't know what to tell you. That lie that goes virtually unopposed. It goes, Spencer, the one that said Adam's show, number eight, folks, there's the lie that you're telling your children in church that you're born that way and you can't do anything about it. They won't even touch the subject in churches. Now, hang on. Let me camp here a second. I don't know what makes a man homosexual. I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know whether it's a spirit or, as Alex Jones said, whether it's something in the water. Alex Jones talked about the frogs being gay. I don't know what it is. But we do know this. We do know this, that this is, homosexuality is about as anti-Christ human as you could possibly be, because homosex represents a spirit that sex is all about enjoyment and not about procreation. And when you take procreation out of the sex act, it's just flesh. Flesh. And that's why the birth control pill, I'm sorry, ruined America. Why did it ruin America? Because people could have sex without consequence. And sex is a sacred act. It's a union of two, of a man and a woman coming together in the most intimate act that a person could ever have. And every time a man and a woman had sex, there was a possibility of new life being created. And somewhere along the line, we decided sex was recreational. It feels good to do it. That's what we're dealing with. That's what, huh? We've lost the ability to say no to our carnal desire. Oh, I got so much I want to give you today. But Jeff Klein's got something to say, and so does Brett. Before I really get rolling, come on in, Jeff.
Coach, David just mentioned it. I got a couple years ago, I got to go sit in Worthington class when David spoke to them.
Yep.
And he was right before that, week or two before that, there was some big name in the LGBTQ. I can't remember the name, but some kid, all the kids looked up to, was just in there brainwashing them. And then David, man, I got to watch, and I couldn't say nothing, but I watched the looks on them kids' faces. They were listening. And then they had questions afterwards. You mean, you would have thought they had just ignored him, bad mouthing, but they didn't. They listened. It was good.
Jeff, it's one of the few places in the world right now where the truth can be spoken in the public school. Radical political science is one of the few places. They do no censoring. People can bitch and moan and gripe all they want to. The guy comes in there. The students take it. It's an elective. No, it's radical political science, and they're going to hear all different views. And David Arthur today is going to speak probably through this to, I don't know, 150 people have been lied to about transgenderism and homosexuality. Yes.
All right. So here a number of years ago, I don't know if he's still on the does this yet or not, but Dave Reaver, so our little town of Millersburg here, you've been here a couple times, a number of times.
Yep.
Dave Reaver, he's been here twice through the years. He's a Vietnam vet that got blown up.
Yep.
Remember, you ever have him out at your school?
No, but I've heard him. I've heard him at a church.
Okay, well, he would do a local church while he was here doing the assemblies at the local schools. But, you know, he had some sort of public program going that I don't know how he got his funding, but he traveled the whole country talking about, you know, his Christian motivation, you know, with what he went through and how he survived and all that sort of thing. But that would be awesome for David to set him up on a program like that, get him into these schools as a Christian speaker and speak. I mean, if Dave Reaver could do it, Brett,
they won't even have him in churches.
Well, I don't know. You got him into school out there. It's a possibility. I don't know how Dave Reaver got in as a Christian, but he spoke to many schools around here and around the country. A little different message, I understand.
I'm with you. But by the way, Alexander the coppersmith did us great harm, the scripture says. And I'm warning David Arthur again. David Arthur, you have an unbelievable opportunity from the Lord. And if you go out and you begin to fall back into that mess, into that sexual mess, dude, you deserve whatever you get. I'm just telling you that. Don't mock God, dude. Don't you be mocking God. Don't you be going out there and talking about homosex and transgenderism and how it's wrong, it's of the devil, and then engaging in it. Cut off your dinger before you do that, dude. I'm just telling you. Hey, be better for you to put a millstone around your neck and throw yourself into the deepest part of the ocean than to continue to lie to these young kids. Huh? That's where I am. I got to move on, all right? Did I get everybody? Brett got in. Anybody got the hand up? God, I love this show. Thanks. Hey, thanks for giving me the opportunity to do this every morning. I would do it whether you were here or not. I really would. This has radically transformed my life. And I appreciate the opportunity that you guys come in here every day. Eileen, go ahead.
Good morning, Coach. Good morning, everyone. Real quick. So I listened to that Tim Alberino on Blaze. Okay, the historical, the geographical, all that was great. But the ending was drop dead because he, as you know, explains about the incoming of transgenderism.
Yep.
Transhumanism.
Transhumanism.
I mean, it was never more clear and the mark of the beast. So I just thank you. Thank you, Coach.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Eileen, these are public platforms. You understand that? He's on with Sean Ryan. There are Christians watching Sean Ryan. He's crossed over. Because why? We're all intrigued by the spiritual, aren't we? We don't know what it is. We don't know how to explain it, but we're all intrigued. Why do you think Halloween is so big? Why do people dress up like ghosts and goblins? Because inside, innately, they know there's good and evil, dark and light. They know it innately. So we haven't done a good enough job of explaining it.
Amen. But, Coach, everything that is going on out there in my life has started with you. I mean, many of the guests, obviously my own awakening, the giants, and my pastor's not too happy with you because I'm gone.
Amen. Well, he's running a business. You're not business.
Well, I think he's scared. Yeah. Thanks, Coach. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, thank you, Eileen. And happy birthday to me here in 7 days, a week from today. Happy birthday. By the way, no show on Thanksgiving. We're not doing the show. Okay, look, I got to get some stuff in here. Now, look, I'm going to give you right now fair warning. What I'm about to show you is unbelievably graphic regarding abortion, okay? Okay, I'm giving you fair warning. In fact, I showed it to my wife this morning. She says, you can't show that. You can't show that, my wife said to me. Now, I made a note to myself. And I'm going to ask all of you this. And then we're going to show you, I'm going to play this about a 3-minute video. Folks, I'm just telling you. I'm going to give you, wait, let me finish, and then I'll give you time to tune out if you don't want to watch it, okay? I wrote this down here. I see Dr. Paul Goslin looking at me. Hey, Paul, answer this. You don't have to answer this. Everybody out there, which is more wicked? Killing a baby. Or knowing a baby is going to be killed and not doing anything about it.
Boom.
I guess they're the same, Coach. Pretty much the same.
Now, I think knowing it's going to happen and me not protecting the innocent, I think that's worse. I think that's worse. Right? How could we ever get to the point where we turned our back on the preborn? And how many women carry the scar of abortion, and men got the opportunity to be what? Irresponsible and get away with it. A woman get an abortion and then go spread her legs and get pregnant again. I'm just telling you the truth, all right? So I'm giving you a fair warning right now. Remember this, which is more wicked, abortion, or those of us who know what abortion really is, the killing of an innocent human being, permitting it, which is worse? Hey, another warning. Pretty graphic, okay? Pretty graphic. Go ahead.
It's pretty obvious that abortion is murder. It's pretty easy to grasp that 3,000 children's lives are ended by abortion every single day in this country. But let's talk about something you probably never heard of. Fetal organ harvesting and fetal tissue experiments. Babies are being born alive, birthed intact, and then harvested alive for their organs. But why? Let's start from the beginning. Abortion facilities like Planned Parenthood and the Cherry Hill Women's Center have been caught skipping inducing fetal demise, meaning they leave the child's heart beating. The child needs to be alive for this type of procedure. Majority of the time, the mother isn't even aware of this. There is no consent for them to induce labor. They put these women into labor. The children need to be alive to ensure that their organs and tissue are viable for the harvesting. These children are suffering while they are cut open for their organs. Again, ask yourself, why are they doing this? These abortion facilities are selling the bodies of these children wholesale to middlemen, procurement agencies. Procurement agencies like Advanced Bioscience Resources, Circle Allocation Services, and the now shut down STEM Express. Do your own research, but while you're at it, look into the types of experiments these children are being used for. That's why they are selling the remains of these children. Procurement agencies break down the bodies of these children for their organs, for their skin, for their blood, for their bones. And then they sell the baby's remains for terrible experiments. They are being sold to universities, for-profit companies, research facilities. For what? For manufacturing vaccines using their stem cells? for other experiments that you've probably never even heard of before. Xenotransplantation, human brain organoids. Now with xenotransplantation, places like Pittsburgh University have taken the viable scalps of babies, and transplanted them onto the backs of rats, where the baby's hair continues to grow. They have taken the baby's hearts, the baby's kidneys, and other fetal organs to transplant them into or onto animals. Taxpayers are funding it, thanks to the NIH. American children are being sold nationally and internationally. Remember, Clementine, we will get justice.
Boom, huh? Hey, folks. Do we know this is going on? Hey, Paul, would you agree this is going on, Paul? I mean, since he's the doctor, right?
Absolutely, Coach. Absolutely. I've been saying it from the beginning, Coach. I want you guys just get an idea about this. They went to a college campus and they had two petitions. One petition showed a puppy being aborted. And the other one, well, you know what it showed, a baby being aborted. So they all these little college kids are signing the petition no longer to allow abortion for puppies. And they showed them the other petition about the baby being aborted, and they walked away. They said, I don't want any part of this. And doctors do the same thing. They don't want part of it because that's where their golden ticket comes from, doing what they're told, Coach.
Yeah. Well, Paul, it's a woman's right. They just want to help women, right, Paul? They hide behind all that stuff. What kind of ghoul could do that to an unborn baby? What kind of ghoul could do that, friends? Huh? Mm-hmm. And what kind of ghoul could know what's going on and not do anything about it? So Betty's out today holding a sign. People are flipping her off, but she's holding a graphic sign. Betty, I see you there. Betty, can you are you able, Betty, to show us the sign you're holding? Can you show? There's Betty. Show us the sign you're holding, Betty. Can you figure out a way to do it out on the by yourself, out on the street? It's hard for her to do the hold the sign and show us a picture of it. I bet they're throwing. Are they stopping and giving you coffee and everything out there, Betty? Did anybody at your church come with you, Betty? Did your pastor get up in the pulpit and say Betty's going to go out and stand out on the street and end abortion? Anybody do any of that for you, Betty? Answer would be no, no. So we're complicit. Okay, here's where I'm going today. All right. I'm looking. Nobody's got their hand up, I don't think. Let me hang on. Let me look over here. Let me get over. I think we're doing good.
There's my sign, Coach.
There it is. It's got a picture of a blood. Hey, Betty, do they love you? Are they all coming by and offering you money, buying you coffee and saying, oh, thank you, Betty. Thank you for telling us. No.
No, in fact, they don't like us.
Hey, Betty, in fact, what'd your pastor say about you doing it?
Nothing. He runs.
He runs, huh? He doesn't honor you in the church. This Betty out there doing everything she can to rescue unborn baby. No. Need to give more money there, Betty. Give a little bit more money there, and then maybe they'll honor. Okay, so I'm going to show you something. Here's what it is. pull up. Bear with me. Just everybody stop for a second. Okay, let me, because this is the focus of what I want to talk about today. How did we get here? How the hell did we get here? Okay, so... what's a reprobate mind? Pull up number two. The phrase, God gave them over to a reprobate mind, which is Romans 1:28. Can you, Spencer, could you do that real quickly? Pull up Romans 1:28. This is what we're dealing with in America. Romans 1. Just Romans 1. Just Romans 1. Go down. Scroll down Romans. There it is. Okay. They're right there. Start right there. No. Going down. Start about 15. We're already at 15. Okay, there it is. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, first the Jew, the Greek, for in his righteousness of God reveals faith to faith, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth. Hey, Paul, in medical school, when it comes to abortion, were people suppressing the truth on abortion, Paul?
Yeah. Rather than, huh? It's interesting, Coach, when you're in med school, they inundate you with minutia, just a bunch of facts, and it's all related to drugs and whatever.
Right.
And in the end, they have courses like embryology. It's not human development, it's embryology. I'm telling you, Coach, it's insidious.
So they're suppressing the truth and unrighteousness because what may be known of God is manifest, meaning obvious in it. Everybody who looks at a baby knows it's a baby. They know it's a baby.
Amen, Coach.
But because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they who see it are without excuse. Yeah, I got no excuse. I got no excuse. Why? They're clearly seen. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him, nor were thankful, but became futile. Futile, what a word that is. Became futile in their thoughts. You guys ever do anything that was futile? Futile means you put all this energy into it for nothing. And they became futile. All those thoughts for nothing, exactly what Paul was just talking about. They became futile in their thoughts. And you know what happened when they became futile in their thoughts? Their foolish hearts were darkened. Truth left. And professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. They started murdering their offspring so that America could be overrun by Muslims. And they became fools. And they changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Scroll on down. I'm going somewhere. Therefore, why? There was the why. There's the sin. Here's the consequence. There's the cause. Here's the effect. Therefore, God gave them up to their foolish, stupid uncleanness in the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves. When David Arthur started dressing like a woman and having sex with men, he was dishonoring his body. When you are having sex, I hope you're listening, outside the bonds of matrimony, you are dishonoring your body. We don't teach this anymore. And they exchange the truth of God for a lie. What's the truth of God? I'm okay, you're okay. We're adults here. We're allowed to, we have our free choice. They change the truth of God for a lie. And they worship and serve themselves. And then, because of that, God gave them up to vile passions. For even their women changed the natural use for what is against nature. He said, even the women. He said, God, Paul understood that men were animals, but even the women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. In other words, what would be against nature? Laying with a man, getting pregnant, and then killing the baby. Who could ever imagine that that would happen? That any woman would ever do that to her baby? But likewise, the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another. Men with men committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due. You know how they received in themselves? They began to identify by how they do sex. I'm a homosexual. How many of you out there go around and identify as a heterosexual? Anybody out there go do that? Tell everybody, hey, my name's David and I'm a heterosexual. No. They received in themselves the punishment of the error. They became that. See, that's became their identity. And even though they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind. Now, in the King James, this says reprobate. I'm going there in a second. Spencer, Google, while we got this up there, Google reprobate, if you would, for me. Don't put it up there yet. Just find it. God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Whoops, you got to go back, man. I'm sorry. Huh? To do those things which are not fitting and not normal. And being filled with all unrighteousness and sexual immorality and wickedness and covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy and murder and strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedience to parents. By the way, you see any of this around you? You see any of this around you? Undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death. Not only do they do the same, but they have parades for them. They have whole months for them. My body, my choice, right? Spencer, did you look it up? Throw it up on the screen here. I ought to charge for this. I can't charge for it. You know why? It's from the Holy Spirit. God gave them over to a reprobate mind. What is that? A mind that does not endure proof. Wow. A mind that does not endure proof. Born that way. My body, my choice. Not of standard purity or fineness. Disallowed, rejected. Abandoned in sin. Lost to virtue or grace. Abandoned to error or apostasy. Ever heard a sermon on this? Person abandoned to sin. Abandoned, given over. God gave them over. He gave them over to a reprobate mind. He said, okay, go ahead and do it. Go ahead and murder babies. Hell yeah, go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it. Why? Because they gave them over to a reprobate mind. To do those things which are not committed. Okay, pull up number three. I'll have to charge for this. 14 signs of a reprobate mind. Folks, this is what we're dealing with in America today. And every time you send your kids into public school, you are helping to promote a reprobate mind. Okay? And are you looking at me? You're going to be held accountable, and I'm going to be held accountable for what we taught our children. It's great. It'd be better for you, the Bible says, put a millstone around your neck than lie to children. David Arthur has gone in today into a den of thieves and a den of lies. He's going to try to bring the truth in there, and they're going to hate him. Okay, are you ready? 14 signs of a reprobate mind. Go down to number one. Number one, a depraved mind. This refers to a mind that is corrupt and morally bankrupt. Two, unbelief. Folks, these are the characteristics of a reprobate mind. God gave them over to this reprobate mind. God said, go ahead. Unbelief. This refers to a rejection of God and his truth. Three, a hardened heart. This refers to a heart that is calloused and resistant to the Holy Spirit's conviction. That's a boom. Vinny, I don't know if you're in here. If Vinny's not in there, somebody give me a boom. A heart that is calloused and resistant to the Holy Spirit's conviction. Huh? You can show them a picture of an aborted baby, boom, and it don't do anything to them. They ain't even moved by it. That's a reprobate mind, folks. Repetitive sin. Someone who has a reprobate mind, this refers to a pattern of sinful behavior that is unrepentant and unchanged and often characterized by a lack of guilt or shame. Proverbs says a dog returns to his vomit. Number five, rejection of correction. This refers to a refusal to accept correction or reproof, often characterized by defensive, argumentative attitude, or they just don't come and listen to Coach Dave anymore because they don't want to hear it. Number six, hatred of goodness. This is a reprobate mind. Hey, Betty, they're going to throw stuff at you out there. Why? Because a reprobate mind hates goodness. They hate goodness. They're convicted. They hate it. So they don't mind, Betty, they don't mind abortion. They just don't want you showing pictures of it. Number seven, a love of evil. This refers to a delight in what is evil and wicked, often characterized by a desire to indulge in sinful activities or behaviors, indicating that your heart has been given over to fleshly desires. That is a reprobate mind. You don't even have a conscience anymore. Despising authority. Reprobate mind. This refers to a rejection of God-ordained authority, often characterized by a rebellious and disrespectful attitude. Deceitfulness, reprobate mind. This refers to a tendency to lie or deceive others, often characterized by a lack of honesty or transparency. Why? Because Jeremiah said the heart is deceitful of all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Out of charge for this. This is unbelievable, isn't it? Is anybody seeing American culture and society? By the way, is anybody seeing American public schools in this? Anybody seeing this? Boasting. Boasting. This refers to a prideful, self-exalting attitude, often characterized by a desire to elevate oneself above others. Reprobate mind. Unforgiveness. Ooh, do I have to go there? Ooh. This refers to a refusal to forgive others, often characterized by a desire for revenge or holding on to bitterness and resentment. Jesus said, if you don't forgive others, you'd be in trouble. 12, blasphemous. That's a reprobate mind. A reprobate mind can exhibit blasphemy towards God or holy things. In the Bible, the Pharisees accused Jesus of blasphemy for claiming to be the Son of God. Irreverent. A reprobate mind may lack respect or reverence for God, holy things, or people. In 2 Timothy, Paul warns the people in the last days will be lovers of self, lovers of money, without self-control, brutal, not loving, good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. That is a reprobate mind. Hey, anybody see these people around you? Anybody see these people around you? What are they teaching in the public schools? Well, they're teaching a reprobate mind. That's what they're teaching. Unloving. Reprobate mind may struggle with showing love towards others, including enemies. Those with a reprobate mind may struggle to live out this commandment. So one more, isn't there? 15, isn't there one more? Or is that it, Spencer? 14 signs. Reprobate mind. So, folks, that's what we're doing. Okay, I'm going to shut up. I got more. All right, let me play this one. Keep going. Okay, thanks, Chad. Bring out number 5. Consequences of a reprobate mind. I'm okay. You're okay. Who are you to judge? Yada, yada, yada. Consequences of a reprobate mind. Judgment of God on America. Play it.
While all eyes were focused on New York and Mamdani, 42 Muslim candidates backed by TerrorLink Network have seized key offices across America, proving that the Muslim Brotherhood plan to infiltrate and destroy America from within is now a reality. 76 Muslims ran for office nationwide, 42 won. 3 races still pending. The 42 Muslim officials now occupy positions in some of the most influential jurisdictions in the country, from New York's mayor office to Virginia's executive branch, from Michigan's heartland to local school boards. The newly elected officials span at least 9 states, New York, Virginia, Michigan, New Jersey, Maryland, Washington, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and North Carolina. The list includes 6 mayors, 4 state legislatures, 20 city councils and commissioners, 6 school board members, 2 judges, and 3 other political positions. You've seen me talking about the Muslim Brotherhood plan for America and holding this document in my hand. They told us the plan. Now we're watching it unfold in real time. This plan was written in 1991. We are 34 years into it. And as a refresher, here's a paragraph titled, Understanding the Role of the Muslim Brother in North America. Quote, the process of settlement is a civilization jihadist process. The brothers must understand that their work in America is a kind of grand jihad in eliminating and destroying the Western civilization from within and sabotaging its miserable house by their hands. The last page lists 29 front Islamic organizations in the U.S., including the Muslim Student Association, which Mamdani was a member of, and IAP, which later became CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations. These Islamic organizations are celebrating a stunning milestone, the most significant wave of Muslim political victories in American history, with 42 Muslims elected to office across the United States. You would be excited, too, to add 42 Ilhan Omars and Rashida Tlaibs, Jew-hating, America-hating people, to public office. Kerr, the unindicted co-conspirator in the largest terrorism financing trial in American history, is bragging about their successful political activism. CARE's federal super PAC, the Unity and Justice Fund, is the weaponized financial engine funding and winning U.S. elections. CARE is mobilizing Muslims and mosques as political launch pads to build campaign infrastructure. The result is a political machine operating from the pulpit to the ballot box. The 2025 elections shattered every record for Muslim representation in American politics, marking a historic leap into municipal and state power. CARE and its affiliates are preparing a 2026 directory of elected Muslim officials and expanding programs to mobilize more candidates before the 2026 midterms. The media calls this a historic first. Terror-linked CARE calls this phase one. And what is even more scary, they locked shields with the left, whom I called useful idiots, working together to destroy America and everything you and I stand for. This is why you need to be engaged now. We need you in this fight, especially as the anti-Semites and anti-America unite. Join me and actforamerica.org as we mobilize the nation. We need to fight to preserve America's values and freedom. Start a chapter, become a member, volunteer. We are organizing neighborhoods nationwide, bringing people together who are as concerned about the transformation of our country as we are. Time to commit that America will not be destroyed under our watch. If you don't have time to start a chapter or volunteer, donate $26 to our 2026 campaign, and we'll send you a copy of the Muslim Brotherhood
Plan. Okay, Spencer.
Become a partner and help.
Evidently, the Muslims have been using the pulpit to influence elections. Wow! What an idea! You mean the pulpit became political? Wow! What an idea! But our pulpits are full of people who don't mix religion and politics. Folks, what you just saw is the judgment of God on our nation. That we don't mind having an adulterous relationship with Jesus Christ. We don't mind serving Muhammad. Because why? Well, God loves everybody. Who are you to judge? Yes or no? That's where we are. Somebody come on in. That's where we are. It's a judgment of God. Why? Because God has given us over to a reprobate mind. Because we can't even see what's going on. Jay Gerald just says, Saddleback Church in California now is sharing their church and services with the Muslims. Unbelievable. Come on in, Chad. Keep banging in and out on me. Guys, let me do a monologue all day. I want to hear from y'all. This isn't about what
Amen. Huh? This one of the things is that I've heard those different breakdowns of the horses. You know, the white, the black, the red, and the green. And this is the green horse. That's what I think. The West must fall for the green horse to ride.
That's right.
And this is why all the COVID stuff was in the West. They didn't force Afghan people to take it. They didn't force all those other people in the world to take it. That was mainly pressed down on this. And this is it, the intent to bring down the West. Because if the West is still operational, they can't have the New World Order. And this is what's where we're at. This is
Amen. Jesus is the only thing standing between I don't know. I feel like a broken record. Somebody come on. Come on in, Craig.
Well, Doug Hagman was on WCN TV, Wisconsin Christian News, and we were talking a little bit about this, and this is an outflow of Arab Spring. Okay, and Arab Spring, if you look that up, started in 2010. Well, Obama came in basically January of 2009. And
you mean the Muslim Obama?
Right. And okay. What Arab Spring was about, and we know about Benghazi that, you know, happened in 2012, is to displace Muslims by making havoc in their nation so that they have to leave to find safety. And they did. They went to Western Europe and they came over here to America. And so now what you're doing 15 years later is you're bearing the fruit of that. Okay. Because millions of Muslims moved from basically the Horn of Africa, you know, all across there up to Syria, where all these wars started breaking. And that was during Obama's reign. And who was his State Department? Who headed the State Department for the first term? That's Hillary Clinton. So these are all the same cast of characters. Remember, Obama and Clinton were all sitting there and they got their famous picture underneath the White House when, you know, the four sacrifices were made on September 11th.
Okay, so this, folks, look, this is important for us to understand, okay? Folks, this is so important for us to understand. Donald Trump don't get it.
Yeah.
He's trying to make peace with all these folks, right? He doesn't get it. Why doesn't he get it? He's not a born-again man. He's not a born-again man. And I'll say something that's going to make all of you mad, and I really don't care. Donald Trump is controlled by the... Can I say it? Khazarian Mafia. He's controlled by those who say they're Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. Because why? He's not born again. He doesn't have around him good, godly counsel. And he's a wild stallion. And I've said 1,000 times, if I said it once, I don't trust him. But I'll tell you this, he's God's man. For good or bad, he's God's man. And if I even begin to talk about the Jewish mafia and the Zionists, some of you won't come back anymore. You know I'm telling you the truth, right? You guys love Netanyahu and the Israeli government, and they're about as wicked as you can get. They deny Christ. And we line up to support a nation that denies Christ. Hey, go ahead and leave. I just asked the questions. Go ahead, Randy.
Boom, boom.
Well, Coach, I could talk about this for a while, but I'll try to be short. I'll tell you what, Coach. So to answer Chad's question about the green horse, I really wouldn't even try to put that into Revelation, because for one thing, in the sixth trumpet, chapter 9, the three colored horses, red, blue, yellow, they make, you stir them together, they get black. Okay, black represents death. So that's for all time. Okay, you can look at that through all time. Anytime you see that in a dream, you're going to see God's bringing death. It's just kind of symbolic. But here, cheers to my point, Coach. Zionism, we know their last goal is to create a war that will pit Islam and Christianity. Okay, that's what the Crusades were about, Coach. This is nothing new. And why should Christianity fear Islam if we have the truth and we have the real power, the Holy Spirit? They should fear us. Okay, in reality, when a Muslim sees a real Christian, they are fearful. But they see so much fake Christianity, Coach, that it makes them sick too.
That's right.
Okay, so what? Maybe God is bringing the Islam in here to wake up the church and become the real church. And guess who is doing this? Some of this agenda is the Zionists. They want Christianity off the face of the earth. Guess what? World War III. Hey, we'll just let the Islam and Muslims fight it out and we'll be the victors. That's the goal, Coach. Yeah. So the real enemy isn't really the Islam. It's the Zionist. It's Zionism. And it isn't new. This is the Ashkenazi Jews did this through time.
everywhere they went, Coach. They went right out
Amen.
Of Caesarea. They went right into Eastern Europe. They came to Hollywood. They came to the United States. And everywhere they go, that Zionism follows, and that same situation is everywhere. So that isn't my enemy. Isn't I don't care if Muslims come in next door. I'm going to win them to Christ. The kingdom of God is so much more superior. We have no fear, Coach. That's my stand.
Amen. Amen.
So hang on a minute. How many of you ready to leave now? How many of you ready to leave because you disagree with Randy? Randy's Jew back. Do you understand? Do you understand what they do? Anti-Semitic. Okay, hang on. Can I show you this? Sure, I can. I got to show you this. Where is it? Don't make you mad. I'm sorry if it makes you mad. I think it's Ted Nugent. I think it's Ted. I think it's number six. I think it's the one. By the way, MAGA is falling apart, folks. MAGA is falling apart. Fighting from within, much of it having to do with what we're talking about here today. Ted Nugent, God bless Ted Nugent. Go ahead.
You have but a spit of knowledge about how the world works. And those people that don't have a spit of knowledge about how the world works just voted this Mamdani dude for the mayor of the biggest, most industrial, the richest city in the world. It's over for New York City. It's going to be hysterical. Barack, which if you want hysterical, belching that horrible man's name is just hysterical.
Barack.
But the dumbing down of America, thanks to the teachers union, Hollywood, the grooming of children so that fat, perverted, evil men can wear pantyhose singing It Won't Lick Itself and call it a harmless gay story time trends, whether the story time, that's how dumb we are. You witness things that are going on in this country and you go, holy God in heaven, what happened to my fellow man? Contrarily,
reprobate mind.
There's also the smartest, most knowledgeable, instinctually brilliant, witty, practical people. Loving people in the world, and they're all my people. That's right. We're divided between really conscientious, knowledgeable, funny, cocky, productive people and the other side. Of course we're divided. 42 million Americans on food stamps and SNAP, supplemental nutritional. It's their grocery carts don't have any nutrition, and they can buy expensive. They get their nails done. They staple angry wolverines to their eyes to look like eyelashes. You know, if the gals on Fox News all blinked at the same time, it would qualify as a hurricane. Ying! Quit with the eyelashes. No man has ever gone, that chick's really something, but I don't like the eyelashes. No, it's not an ingredient. You're wasting your money, but you're asking me to pay for your kids' food. You got bling bling, but you don't feed your kids. You get your hair done, you got the wigs, but you don't feed your kids. You got new clothes and you got an iPhone, but you don't feed your kids because we're not feeding your kids while you're blowing all that money. Well, it's not everybody. I didn't say it was everybody, but it's everybody who's guilty. You have but a spit of knowledge about how the world works.
Who's guilty? Is that ever it? It's not everybody, but it's everybody who's guilty. And by the way, that'd be us, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be us? I got pulled away here. Somebody got a hand up. If you do, come on in. I can't see what I did something wrong over here in my thing. What is that there?
No, keep going.
I look at the clock. I can't keep going. I got 30 seconds. And daggone it, if you believe what you believe, then why would you leave rather than stand and defend it? Why would you leave rather than stand and defend it? You leave here because something inside of you makes you uncomfortable because maybe what they told you isn't the truth. So you'd rather believe a lie, say I'm full of shit, whatever, I'm sorry. What? Yeah. We look around. Most of the people that you know and I know got a reprobate mind. See you tomorrow.